So then, the giant technology company Microsoft is the focus of the latest revelations from the US whistleblower Edward Snowden. According to the Guardian newspaper in the UK, Microsoft has been working closely with US intelligence agencies to make sure all of their customers can be spied on. Patrick Culhane has more now from Washington.
The world's most powerful intelligence agencies.
Edward Snowden is again taking on the U.S. government, its spies, and now one of its biggest tech companies, Microsoft. The British newspaper The Guardian says Snowden provided proof that the computer giant worked hand-in-hand with the National Security Agency and the FBI to make sure all of its systems could be spied on, including web chats on Outlook.com, all emails on its systems, everything put on its cloud storage service SkyDrive, and when it comes to Skype, apparently, the NSA can record the video and audio of all calls. Microsoft is flatly denying the allegations, saying in a statement, "We only ever comply with orders about specific accounts or identifiers, and we would not respond to the kind of blanket orders discussed in the press over the past few weeks. Microsoft does not provide any government with blanket or direct access to SkyDrive, Outlook.com, Skype, or any Microsoft product." Microsoft has previously said that during a six-month period last year, they turned over records on 32,000 user accounts, but they can't say more. The government bans all tech companies from talking about what they're doing. Many people want the government to change that. Until that happens, Snowden is the only one allegedly offering proof, and his message for computer users, if you have a window on your computer, the U.S. government can see right through it. Patty Culhane, Al Jazeera, Washington.